This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, I the headlines, you know, roid rage crashes market yesterday. Oh, my gosh. I've been very busy. I cannot wait for all the lockdowns to end and the elections to end because I'm going on vacation. I'm going to finally take a vacation. I know it looks like I go out of town and try to get out of town. Can't get away from it. But tonight, a lot of news circulating the vice presidential debate. Kamala Harris is going to be debating Vice President Mike Pence for the vice presidential vote. Not that that matters. People usually vote for the president, and the vice president kind of comes along for the ride. But this particular debate is a little more intriguing because many people feel that Joe Biden at his 77, although I saw somebody say 78 years old, but 77 to 78 years old, maturity, all right, might have some difficulty with the longevity of a two-term marathon. So Kamala Harris looks more and more like she would be president if Joe Biden was to win. So people are very, very interested in where she stands, especially since she didn't do that well in the primaries. So, you know, is she going to increase her likability? Is she going to, you know, be a little bit more moderate, you know, trying to quell some of the fears that some people have in terms of some extreme views that she might have? Or does she have extreme enough views? Is she too moderate? So people are very intrigued in that. People are also very intrigued in Mike Pence speaking because we really don't hear from Mike Pence. I mean, if I remember correctly, Mike Pence was supposed to run the whole coronavirus thing, right? And I believe he is involved, just he never gets the mic. Unless I just keep missing it. So I think people are very, very interested to hear the sound of his voice. And I mean, he's a great speaker. He's a smart man. He's good. You know, I mean, both of these people are pretty, pretty bright. I think it's going to be a very, very interesting debate. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of the dramatics. So it'll be intriguing. But that's not where all the drama lies. The drama lies in Plexiglass Gate. You know, we had Watergate. There was Bridgegate with Chris Christie. Now we have Plexiglass Gate. So for those of you that might have turned off your news the last 24 hours, and understandably so, right? Apparently there was a huge, I don't want to say debate, discussion that surrounded the use of plexiglass for tonight's debate that's going to take place, I believe, at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. And I guess Kamala Harris's team wanted plexiglass to be on the debate stage. Now the two candidates are going to be about 12.5 feet away, which is far more than the 6 feet social distancing. But plexiglass was brought up because of everything going on and because Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, had been at events where President Trump was, and there's now multiple staff members that have now tested positive for COVID. Understandably so, Kamala Harris's team said, let's protect her. And how they want to protect her is not by doing a Zoom debate, but by sticking up a piece of plastic. So they had suggested that Mike Pence do the same, and I believe Pence's team had said, look, the plexiglass doesn't even work, so, I mean, there's no science to it, so if you want to put plastic up around you, that's fine, but no. No plexiglass around Mike Pence. Well, for some reason, they changed course, so there is going to be plexiglass all over the stage now. I think it's going to look pretty. I mean, I'm a fan of plexiglass in terms of, you know, looking all organized and septated. I kind of like that. I kind of like the more cubicle look sometimes with certain things. In terms of health benefits, with the exception of it being a sneeze guard, I've never really seen a candidate sneeze right on the stage, because I'm sure most everybody takes a Claritin right before they go on. I don't really know how much it would do when it comes to COVID. So I was at a restaurant yesterday, and this is very interesting. This is a restaurant, I don't want to say the name, okay? But this was a restaurant that kind of closed down during COVID restrictions because it really attracts a lot of the senior citizens. And the reason why it attracts a lot of senior citizens, and it's kind of a small quarters, is because, I mean, the food is cheaper than other places. So me and some other doctors in town that kind of got wind of it were like, oh my gosh, you know, we could go out to dinner, you know, with the family of four and not spend $60 to $80. So hubby says, oh my gosh, this place, and it has beautiful scenery. It's like really, really good food. I know I got to give you guys the name, but you know. And I'm like, you know, I'm surprised it's opened already because, you know, a lot of senior citizens like to go there. And it's kind of small. You know, how do they make it work with the new guidelines? Well, some of the guidelines have been released in Las Vegas or loosened up in Las Vegas. So we decide to go. Place was packed. It was packed. It was just packed. And there's not much of an area for a line, so I stood outside to wait, you know, for us to sit down at our table. And it was all seniors. Seniors are really, really cool. And, you know, they're not, seniors aren't wearing their masks. They're running around saying, you know, hi-ho. And they're just, I mean, you know, you don't really see a lot of the fear in seniors. That's interesting. You know, I mean, this place, I've been to places where young people go, and it's dead. Yet seniors, who are the most vulnerable to COVID, they were partying it up. Maybe it's Las Vegas seniors, but I just think it's because the boomers and the traditionalists, they just have a inner strength. They just have some guts. Then they're probably like, you know what? Screw you guys. Okay, you know, I only have, you know, maybe another decade or two left. I want to eat my, you know, blue light special. So I'm like, yeah, I want a blue light special too. So, you know, we're benefiting from cheaper meals, and it's yummy. It's really, really good food, too. And they have plexiglass in between the booths. But the open area of the restaurant was still open, and so I don't get the plexiglass. Same thing with salons. With salons in Nevada, you have to have every other chair dead, like, or marked off, unless you have plexiglass. If you have plexiglass, you've got people right next to each other. Well, you know, I really believe the virus can be airborne. I mean, with the droplets and flying along with air conditioning. So I don't really see how the plexiglass does much. So, you know, with the debate tonight, honestly, if I had my say and I was the debate commissioner, I'd be like, with everything going on, you know, why don't we just, you know, Zoom it and do it virtual? But now there's going to be plastic all over the place. So, you know, heaven help our environment. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was asked yesterday, people were very, very concerned about Donald Trump having quote-unquote roid rage. And headlines were saying that Donald Trump, President Trump, was in a state of roid rage due to steroids, and that Donald Trump crashed the market, let off a series of tweets in this roid rage, and he's out of control because he's on steroids for the COVID, okay? And my response, because I take things very, very seriously, okay, and I kind of take things to heart. I got pretty academic, and technically, no. He can't have roid rage. Roid rage is a term we use when somebody abuses anabolic steroids and then beats their family, their domestic partner, or gets into a fight or just, you know, completely gets violent. I cannot stand when somebody takes a term that has caused multiple instances of, you know, injury, death, you know, violence, and they try to weaponize it for politics. And so roid rage is a term that we use specifically for anabolic steroids versus what he's on, which is a catabolic steroid. Now, mind you, catabolic steroids can cause mood disorders. It can cause depression, can cause, you know, mood issues, but don't be using that term roid rage. I've seen people in roid rage. They are just raving messes, and they're scary. Now, all right, hold on. We're having an issue with our Facebook Live. Sorry about this. Oh, come on, man. Sorry about this. We're having a little issue. I don't know why I got cut off. You know, this is interesting. So I Facebook Live, and I really, really hope that we aren't talking about me getting censored, because I really want to talk about this on air. So I apologize. So everybody just kind of bear with me. I don't understand why we don't have our live feed going on. Now, for some reason, I got cut off. Oh, no. Okay. So what I want to kind of review with everybody is what the different types of steroids that we have. So, you know, when people take a steroid and, oh, man, I'm sorry. We're having issues here. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Give me 5 minutes. Oh, no, don't give me 5 minutes. Don't give me 5 minutes. I'm on air. Oh, my gosh. This is not good when my tech doesn't work. Okay, I'm going to try one more time, and we'll see what happens. But I think, I don't know if this is on purpose or if they're purposely just cutting me off. Well, anyway, let's just review. So when we look at steroids, we have multiple different steroids that we use or that we have in the body. So the most common steroids that we have are sex steroids. We've got estrogen. We got progesterone, we got testosterone. These are steroids that circulate our body and, you know, they do what they need to do. Then we have corticosteroids or the glucocorticoids. Now, the glucocorticoids, what they do is they regulate our immune function, our electrolyte balance, and the glucocorticoids are the ones that we kind of use in the therapeutic setting. So when we, let's say, have to give somebody a steroid for when we have to give a steroid, let's say, for COVID or for croup or for if we do like a topical steroid because you have eczema, that sort of unfortunate sort of inflammatory reaction requires glucocorticoids to decrease inflammation. Now, we have anabolic steroids, which are synthetic variations. These are man-made, and we use them to help increase somebody's steroid level if they're low. For example, like with testosterone. Let's say somebody has hypogonadism, you know, or they aren't making enough testosterone, and so they have undescended testicles, or they have issues, going through puberty. I got my Facebook Live back up. Yay. So with that, we would then anabolic steroids do have a therapeutic place. So when you look at anabolic steroids versus glucocorticoids, all right, or the catabolic steroids, how I remember them is anabolic steroids build muscle. So, you know, the testosterone shots that we get, those anabolic builds, whereas catabolic tears down. How I remember that is a cat. I have a cat. And cats kind of tear things down. Cats, right, you know, get their claws and they tear things up. So catabolic steroids break things down, like break down some of the immune systems. Anabolic steroids kind of build muscle. Anabolic steroids, if they're abused, now that's the big question here, or the term we need to use. When somebody is low in testosterone and needs an anabolic steroid, right, synthetically made to help boost something they're low in, you don't see roid rage that much because they're supplementing something they need. An abuse of an anabolic steroid is somebody taking it when they don't need to. So let's say, you know, there's a lot of guys out there where they're not very muscular. And they want to, you know, be muscular. And they want to, you know, look good for the babes. And somebody said that there was like this ape in a zoo. And the ape was really, really muscular. And they found that the women in the zoo, you know, would spend more time at that ape atrium than men would, you know, checking out this ape with muscles. Like the women were really, really attracted to all the muscles. So there is something in the whole, you know, evolution, caveman days where, you know, women are kind of attracted to brawn and, you know, like the whole burly type of thing, you know. But, you know, for others, it's like, you know, look, I want a personality. Right, right. Just like with us women. Some of us women, we need to have the curves. For others, like, no, you got the personality, we don't need the curves. So, me, I got too much personality, so the curves, they just kind of, my personality bounces off my curves. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So when somebody tries to use steroids to build up muscle mass, when they really don't have a deficit, or, you know, they're trying to change things, that's when they unfortunately put themselves in a position where they could then, you know, have a quote-unquote roid rage. So with the catabolic steroids, like the glucocorticoids, we use those to decrease inflammation. So if somebody, let's say, and we discussed, you know, had COVID, and they were at risk for the cytokine storm, and we were afraid of this big immune reaction or inflammatory reaction, we'll give them steroids to keep their immune system in check. Now, mild steroid use, like creams or certain steroids, should not cause rage. However, we have had people that have had a psychosis sometimes to the steroid. Sometimes steroids will cause anxiety. Sometimes steroids will cause depression. And so there are mood issues. Like I said, the reason why I'm making a big deal about this is because I'm very academic about it. I do not want to hear that term roid rage when it doesn't need to be. So now, okay, what's going on with President Trump? Is President Trump tweet tirade related to his steroid use? Is President Trump in a form of mania? Well, again, you know, we don't know if he's still taking the steroids. And whether he's on steroids or not, the behavior we are seeing of Donald Trump is not that, you know, new. He will, you know, be energized by something and then hit social media. Remember, he was kind of limited on social media for a little bit of time there. So I think once he got out of Facebook jail, or Facebook took down one of his tweets when he compared COVID and flu. So my guess is he sees a small window of opportunity before he's censored again. So he's just going to throw everything out there, and he's just going to, you know, say what he wants to say. Now, do I think he crashed the market? No, because the market actually did fairly well, and you know, crashing the market is not, I think, just one person. When people gave him credit for the market, you know, increasing and having a nice bull market when he left the hospital, again, there's so many other aspects to it. So I really don't like giving one person all the credit for a stock market, you know, spike or a stock market drop. But, you know, headlines are headlines, and they want to have people read them. But what is going on right now? And we need to know, because we have the stimulus negotiations. We have the Supreme Court nomination. We have an election coming up. So people are asking me on both sides of the aisle, is he okay? Well, I think what he wants to do, and again, I can't, you know, read his mind, but my guess is he's energized and he's feeling better, and he wants to get out there. I also think he's feeling the pressure of what's happening with ballots and you know, polls and all that, and, you know, maybe he does feel threatened, you know, that there's going to be some major issues coming up with this next election. Maybe he saw the Saturday Night Live skit with Alec Baldwin. I don't know if you saw the Alec Baldwin, Jim Carrey Saturday Night Live skit, okay? Alec Baldwin likes to play Donald Trump, President Trump, and so during the debate, he's like, boo, boo, I'm going to boo him. And he just, so maybe he saw that, he's like, you know what, people are making fun of me, I'm done. So that's my guess, that's what's going on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is urging Congress to approve new coronavirus measures, including a new round of $1,200 stimulus payments. Trump tweeting he wants to see measures passed to help small businesses and the airline industry. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told Fox News the president is working to find any avenues to offer economic relief.
The president has already been on the phone this morning talking to Secretary Mnuchin. The secretary and I have been talking about what we could do with standalone bills to help airlines, small businesses, and the American people with stimulus checks. So hopefully we can convince Speaker Pelosi to do something on a standalone basis.
Two British Islamic State terror suspects have been indicted in the killing of four American aid workers and journalists in Syria. FBI Director Christopher Wray announced the indictments against El-Shefi, El-Sheikh, and Alexander Koti Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News. An appeals court has ordered President Trump's accountant to turn over his tax records to a New York prosecutor. The ruling affirms a lower court judgment that the records had to be turned over as part of an investigation into the Trump Organization and the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The president's attorneys are expected to file an appeal to the Supreme Court. And another restaurant chain is filing for bankruptcy protection in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Restaurant chain Ruby Tuesday filed for bankruptcy protection in Delaware as it seeks to stabilize its finances during the coronavirus pandemic. The Chapter 11 filing comes after the company reached an agreement with secured lenders to support a restructuring plan. The filing won't affect Ruby Tuesday's restaurants, as the chain will operate as usual while the firm attempts to recover from the unprecedented impact of COVID-19.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're watching very closely what's happening with Hurricane Delta as Cancun is getting hit. So with winds of 105 miles per hour, Hurricane Delta made landfall on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula early this morning, expected to move north towards the U.S. Gulf Coast and actually strengthen. Currently, Delta's at a Category 2. So it made landfall roughly halfway between the resort towns of Cancun and Playa del Carmen in Puerto Morelos, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. The hurricane was expected to bring storm surge of about 8 to 12 feet to the Yucatan coast, which is not safe at all. Hurricane will quickly make its way over the peninsula. From what we understand, it's moving a little quicker than some of the other hurricanes that seem to hover. But then it's going to reemerge in the Gulf of Mexico later this afternoon. Once it's back in open water, it's going to beef up a little bit from the warm water, strengthen back into a major hurricane before moving north towards the Louisiana coast. So hurricane watch is currently issued for parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast from High Island, Texas, eastward to Grand Isle, Louisiana. In addition, tropical storm watches were issued in Texas, including Houston and Galveston Bay, and in Louisiana, including New Orleans, Lake, I've always mispronounced this, Pontchartrain, sorry, and Lake Maripa. So in Mexico, people across the peninsula have prepared for the storm. They've been buying supplies at grocery stores, boarding up buildings with plywood, filling up large jugs with water. We also see people in line for gas. Dozens of tourists had to be evacuated from their hotels. They were wearing masks and awaiting transport. Some flights were canceled or delayed because of the storm. Now, six hurricanes have hit within 50 miles of Cancun in the past 100 years. Hurricane Gilbert hit back in 1988 with 160 mile per hour winds. Hurricane Wilma decimated the area in 2005. Winds were at 130 to 140. Hurricane Emily also hit the peninsula back in 2005. 2005 was the year that kind of mirrored what we're dealing with this year with the very, very active hurricane center or hurricane season. So, U.S. In the U.S., Delta is going to be the 10th named storm to make landfall in the U.S., which is hitting the record for the most in 1 year. It will be the fifth hurricane to make landfall, joining Hannah, Isaias, Laura, and Sally. This will be the most storms the U.S. has seen since 2005. So Delta had tripled their wind speed in a span of 30 hours. It had grown from a tropical depression. And yesterday, if you remember, it made it to a Category 4 storm of winds of 145. As it started to near the coast, it decreased a little bit, such that when it went across the Yucatan, it was at a 2. Right now, they are expecting it to transform into a 3. In the Gulf Coast, they don't think it's going to get stronger than a 3. They think it's going to stay at a 3, but a 3 is still extremely devastating. So along the Gulf of Mexico, states are preparing for Delta. Governors in Alabama and Louisiana have issued emergency declarations, evacuations underway, and places still recovering from storms earlier in the season. And Mexican Army's Disaster Support Force has been activated to help with evacuations and other storm preparations prior to landfall. 700 military personnel, 47 official vehicles, had performed security tours, reviewed tributaries, and evacuated people most at risk. Hotel evacuees moved to makeshift shelters, waiting further rides, trying to get home, but, you know, flights have been canceled. And I think the Hotel Association of Cancun said more than 40,000 tourists had to be evacuated from resorts. And you know, not only are hurricanes devastating, but imagine the economy trying to get back what it needs to. And Cancun has 40,000 tourists there, dumping money into their economy, and then this happens. So, not good. And I believe Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya has now been transformed to emergency shelter. It's 50 miles south of Cancun, so people can come in there. Unfortunately, it looks like people are kind of packed like sardines, forced to sleep side by side on small cots. I don't believe social distancing is as easily able to be maintained. So right now, Delta is centered about 25 miles south of Cancun in Puerto Morelos. It was traveling, actually not right now, I'm sorry, about 2 hours ago, traveling northwest at a speed between 15 and 20 miles per hour. And so we'll keep you guys posted on that. Godspeed. And it's not pretty. When you look at the shelter, it's not, you know, and people are wearing masks. They're wearing masks for COVID, but it's just not that, you know. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Trump has authorized, quote, total declassification of all documents related to Hillary's email scandal and the, quote, Russia hoax, as he calls the FBI scum. Like I said, he's mad. All right, and again, you know, people are thinking it's a side effect of steroids. I like I said, I'm not going to call it roid rage because that's not used for that. It's used for anabolic steroid use, misuse. But I got to tell you, he's ticked. And so he said he has fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents pertaining to Russia collusion. And He said, I fully authorized the total declassification. He wrote, pertaining to the single greatest political crime in American history, the Russia hoax. Likewise, the Hillary Clinton email scandal, no redactions. Now, he said, unfortunately for our country, people have acted very slowly, especially since it is perhaps the biggest political crime in the history of our country act. And, you know, we're not here to debate what's going on with, you know, Attorney General Bill Barr and, you know, what's going on with the, you know, surveillance of his campaign and what's happening with this election. That is, the back and forth between who got Russia involved has been plaguing discussions and debates now for years. But it sounds like, it sounds like President Trump is getting stuff done, and how I look at this latest, you know, push to change course or to get things done and to tweet is, I think he might be seeing that there's, you know, a possible end to his presidency. And it's a mess. I've said I just don't see how the election is going to be, how we're going to be ready for an election and counting ballots. I just don't see how that's going with the chaos that we're in, there's been discussions of the next debate. I believe Joe Biden had suggested that the next debate get canceled, the one that's supposed to be the town hall sort of debate next week, that he suggested be canceled if President Trump still tests positive for coronavirus. We discussed how you could test positive supposedly for weeks, you know, where the tests just take a while to come back down, kind of like a pregnancy test. Pregnancy tests, you know, if let's say you miscarried, you know, your pregnancy hormones could still be high, you know, so the test can still unfortunately trigger positive. But I wouldn't say cancel the debate, but I would say go virtual. You know, I think we're doing an election year and a campaign not at our full strength on both sides. I think it's a mess for both sides. Unfortunately, for the Democrats, it doesn't behoove them to delay the election or to, postpone it or to make certain changes. They believe, according to the polls, that, you know, they're going to win. And from the GOP side, it just seems like a mess because it's all damage control and it's a leaky faucet of all the changes that are happening. You know, I mean, if an election was going to happen with people going to the polls, you know, as it has happened in almost every other election that we've had in America, you know, Donald Trump might be looking better than he does. But once we hear stories of ballots and garbages and things like that, of course the GOP is not feeling confident that there's going to be any, any sort of validity to, you know, these numbers coming out of certain counties. And, you know, how do you trust counties that don't lean towards your political party to vow that they're going to do exactly everything they're supposed to? I mean, look at the Supreme Court. Every judge has vowed to be, you know, to be neutral and not take a political side. And you see how that went. So, it's a mess. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dr. Dahlia Radio Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, while we had all this chaotic news going on with politics and COVID, we lost a couple musical legends this week, actually yesterday. So Johnny Nash doesn't need any introduction, but many of us know him from, you know, I can see clearly now. He's just beautiful voice, beautiful man, died of natural causes at the age of 80. And we also lost Eddie Van Halen. And for those of us who kind of grew up in the 80s, Eddie Van Halen was, the bomb. And he had married Valerie Bertinelli. So, you know, we all remember her from, you know, So With On Your Feet. What was that show that, One Day at a Time, that one. So, you know, the music, in the 80s, I think, had some of the best music, okay? I love the 80s. 80s, probably rock. Def Leppard was, though, my favorite. But I love Van Halen. I thought Van Halen was fantastic, David Lee Roth. But Eddie Van Halen and his brother, I believe Eddie Van Halen came from Amsterdam. It's interesting. In the 80s, people had his birthday as June 16. So I thought he was my birthday brother. He and I shared a birthday, but his birthday was actually June 26. So, I mean, somebody made a typo, and all these years, I've been telling people that he's my birthday brother. Well, unfortunately, Eddie Van Halen passed at the age of 65 to throat cancer, and his medical course has been very interesting and has brought up a lot of questions because, so Eddie Van Halen had a, he was a rocker, okay, so he smoked and he did drugs. I believe he said he had started back when he was age 12, so we know his tobacco use put him at risk for, mouth cancer, and he had been originally diagnosed with tongue cancer back in 2000. He had successfully beaten it by 2002. So we were all under the assumption of him being cancer-free. In fact, in an interview, when he had talked about having cancer and tongue cancer, he had thought it might have had to do not only with his tobacco use, but also he always had his guitar pick in his mouth, his metal pick or copper pick. And he said with a lot of the electromagnetic, energy around, his studio and having picks in his mouth, he thought there might be something to that. And I'm going to look into it. I want to look into, copper and its relationship with cancer. We know copper is a fantastic antimicrobial. In fact, we just talked about how silk masks might do better than cotton masks because silk has copper, or silk masks might do better than cotton masks because silk has copper in it. Copper is antimicrobial and can also kill viruses and stuff. So, we know copper has its place. But in terms of pre-malignancy in the mouth, we do believe there is a correlation between these heavy metals. And so it was very interesting that back in, I don't know when this interview was, but it was, I believe in the pre-teens of the 2000s, early in the millennium, he had discussed how he thought maybe that's how he got throat cancer, was because he would always have his metal guitar pick. Well, unfortunately, last year we found out that Eddie Van Halen had throat cancer, which is, if it is the same squamous cell carcinoma, if it is unfortunately within that same pharyngeal area, it could have been unfortunately the tongue cancer that never got beat, or it could have just been a brand new cancer. Unfortunately, people who use tobacco are at higher risk for throat cancer. People who get HPV, human papillomavirus, at higher risk for throat cancer. Alcohol could put you at higher risk for throat cancer. People with chronic esophageal reflux disease could also be at risk. Maybe the acidity helps kind of change the lining. Maybe the acidity helps or attacks your immune system. So other risk factors, of course, is then also like poor diet. But one risk factor that a lot of us don't talk about because it kind of scares us is Epstein-Barr. For any of us that have had mono, we were exposed to Epstein-Barr, have Epstein-Barr. If you had Epstein-Barr, you could be at risk for throat cancer. So what are the symptoms of throat cancer? Now, people think, well, throat cancer hurts. Not always. Sometimes throat cancer could sound like what I sound like right now because the wildfire smoke. Okay, the air still isn't cleared up where I live. But unfortunately, sometimes the first sign of throat cancer is hoarseness. where your voice just sounds, you know, more raspy and kind of sexy. So sometimes having a raspy and sexy voice, you know, I could sound like a cougar, but somebody should tell me to go and get my throat checked because it could unfortunately mean that I could be having a growth back there. Cough, feeling fatigued, neck pain, lymphadenopathy, enlarged lymph glands, you know, changes in your taste, you know, changes in your ability to like food, you having, you know, less of an appetite. And then, of course, throat pain. Now, Eddie Van Halen isn't the only celebrity who had to battle throat cancer. Erin Moran, unfortunately, was unsuccessful. She played Joni from Happy Days. Now my nose is running. Oh, so she had throat cancer. We believe Sammy Davis Jr. had throat cancer. Michael Crichton is believed to have had throat cancer. President Ulysses S. Grant, Bob Denver from Gilligan's Island had throat cancer, Carl Perkins, and Michael Douglas. We talked about throat cancer recently with Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas' diagnosis. Michael Douglas was diagnosed with throat cancer. He had had a sore throat, and again, I can't confirm the timeline, but it seemed to be where he had a sore throat, was diagnosed like in the spring, summer with a sore throat, took some antibiotics, didn't get better. By the end of the summer, he had been diagnosed with throat cancer, and I believe it was a far along stage, I think even stage four. And so we had brought up this discussion on air because many people will, you know, be treated online or over the phone and, you know, say, oh, I just have another sore throat, give me some penicillin, or, you know, give me some, you know, a Z-Pack. And when I see somebody having a recurrent sore throat, I don't think a strep. I think, okay, we could be possibly looking at, you know, a malignancy. So for me, anybody who's older, especially, that has a recurrent sore throat, I get nervous about. Val Kilmer, also now battling a throat cancer. Apparently it was severe enough where he had to have a tracheotomy with his surgery. His hospital course got complicated, but from what we understand, he's still fighting it and he's doing well. But throat cancer is not easy. We believe there's about 100,000 people right now in the United States battling throat cancer. I think about maybe 12,000 new cases each year get diagnosed. And we should be decreasing that number because now we have the HPV vaccine. The HPV vaccine, because HPV is a virus that you could get back there in the throat from oral sex or other means, and it can unfortunately set up shop and cause changes and cause cancer to happen. Now that we have the HPV vaccine, we should be starting to see that go down. The problem is HPV vaccine, you know, wasn't offered to boomers or Generation Xers. HPV vaccine didn't kind of come out, you know, until like the millennial generation and now the Zs. So, and then the Alphas or the Generation Alphas. So hopefully that HPV vaccine that protects against cancer causing 16 and 18 HPV types could help limit that. Also, smoking. As people now smoke less, chew less tobacco, you know. Tongue cancer we could see with smoking, we could see with cigars, we could see with tobacco chew, and we could also see with HPV. And it's not so much the tip of the tongue, it's the base of the tongue. You know, I told you guys I had a patient that came in for a refill of his Nasonex or Flonase, which is a nasal steroid we use for allergies. And I had, whenever somebody asks for a refill, I go, okay, you know, how often do you use it? How long have you used it for? And he had said he used it all year long. Now, I don't like somebody using an inhaled corticosteroid all year long. And I'm like, you know, well, why? He's like, well, because I have allergies. And you could get this stuff now over the counter. So people are treating themselves. And I'm like, well, describe your allergies. He goes, well, I always need to clear my throat, so it's post-nasal drip. You know, and so I go, maybe it's not post-nasal drip. You know, and I take a look at him. And, you know, I don't like to be gagged. I don't want, don't use that stick. I go, I need to look deep in there. So I gag him, and I mean, I gagged him good, and I just make people gag, right? That's why I just, yeah. And boom, cancer popped out, popped back. He never had allergic rhinitis or whatever his doctor was treating him for. He had a base of the throat cancer. So I don't want to freak you guys out, but if you're always feeling like something's in the back of your throat or you're hoarse or you're always coughing or feeling like you need to clear your throat, I'd get that checked out. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.